வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of January, 1973, in Calcutta, India.
Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me and serve you to my capacity. Today's subject matter is culture and business. So, business, business means the occupational duty. According to our Vedic culture, there are different types of business. As it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnam Maya Sishtam Guna Karmam. The four divisions of social system, namely the Brahmana, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya and the Shudra. Before doing business, there must be a division. Who can do what kind of business? There are different businesses. Now we have taken that everyone should take everyone's business. That is not very scientific division. Therefore, there is cultural division. Just like the whole body is one unit, but there are different departments also. Just like the head department, the arms department, the belly department and the leg department. This is scientific. The head department is called the Brahman in the society. And the arms department is called the Kshatriyas. And the belly department is called the Vaishyas, and the leg department is called the Shudras. This is scientific division of business. Although the head department is most important department, because without head, other departments, the arms departments, the belly department and the leg department will be finished. If the arms department is lacking, still business can go on. If the leg department is lacking, the business may go on. But if the head department is not there, if your head is cut off from the body, that in spite of having all these arms, legs and bellies, they all become useless. So, the head department is meant for culture. Without culture, just like without head, the arms department, the belly department, the leg department are all useless. Similarly, without culture, all these businesses, they create confusion, chaos. That is the position at the present moment. Because there is intermingling of different businesses. There must be one section of people, head department, who should give advice to the other departments. The brahmanas, they are intelligent. They are qualified, satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. So, culture means that one should know what is the aim of life. Without understanding the aim of life, a man without an aim, a sheep without a rat, that is an English proverb. So at the present moment, we are missing the goal of life because there is no head department. The whole human society is lacking now real brahmanas who can give advice to the other department. Just like Arjuna was fighting. He was a military man. His business was to fight. He was engaged in his business, but he was taking at the same time the advice of the Brahmana Deva, Krishna. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. So, the Brahmana department or the advisor department is described in this verse. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. The first thing is taken into consideration. Go Brahmana. Why these two things are stressed upon? Because in a society where there is no Brahmanical culture and where there is no cow protection, it is not human society. So, in a chaotic condition, any business you do, it will never be perfect. But in a systematic, cultural society, you do business, that is perfect. That is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam in a meeting in Naimisharana, where many learned scholars and Brahmins assembled, and Srila Suta Goswami was giving instruction. He said, Atapungvi dija sreshta varnasama vibhagasa. The varnasama is stressed. The Vedic culture means four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Unless we take to this institution of varnasam dharma, the whole society will be in chaotic condition. And the purpose of varnasam dharma is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. As it is stated in the Vishnu Purana, varnasamacharvata purusena parapuma Vishnu aradhate punsang nannatta tosakar. Just like in a state, you have to satisfy your government, then you are good citizen. Similarly, in the cosmic state, taking altogether this whole material creation, if you do not satisfy the Supreme Lord, the proprietor of everything, then it will be chaotic condition. Our Vedic culture means whatever you do, it doesn't matter. You must satisfy the Supreme Law. That is culture. Sakarmana kamabhartya samsiddhi labhate nara. You can do any business. Any business means the Brahmana's business, the Kshatriya's business, the Vaishya's business, and the Shudra's business. That is business. Otherwise you can do any business. But business means there are different classes of business. So, Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one should satisfy by his own business the Supreme Personality of God. Jina sarvam idam tatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is said, culture means atapungvi dija sreshta varnasama vibhagas. There are different businesses according to different division of human society. But their aim should be sanusthitasya dharmasya. Business means dharma. Another, dharma means occupational duty. So, sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi. One must find out the perfection of his business. That is culture. Culture and business means you may do whatever business you are doing according to your division or according to your capacity or according to your qualification. You may be a merchant, you may be a professional man, you may be legal advisor, medical man, whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. But if you want perfection in your business, then you must try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is culture. Otherwise, you are simply wasting your time. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, yajñārthe karma. Yajña, yajña means Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. For Him you have to work, yajñārthe karma. Annatra karma bandhana. Otherwise you become bound up by the reaction of your activities, karma bandhana. And so long you are in the bondage of karma, you have to transmigrate from one body to another. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people do not know that there is soul, and the soul transmigrates from one body to another. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha dehantaram prati dhiyastatva namayat. Big, big professors have talked with big, big scientists, professors, but they do not know that there is life after death. They do not know. But according to our Vedic information, we know and we can experience in this present life. It is very common thing, just like a baby has got a body of a boy, the boy has got a body again of a young man, the young man has got a body again of an old man. The similarly old man, after annihilation of this body, he will get another body. It is very quite natural, logical. And we change our body, although this gross body is destroyed, we change our body by the subtle body. The subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. Just like we forget about this body at night and the subtle body works, we dream. We are taken away from our home, from our bed to some other place and completely forget this body. And when the sleep is over, we forget about the dream and we become attached to this gross body. This is going on in our daily experience. So I am the observer. I am sometimes in this gross body and sometimes in this subtle body. But it is changing. But I am the observer. Therefore the inquiry should be, what is my position? At night I forget my gross body and during daytime I forget my subtle body. Then what is my real body? These are the questions. So this is culture. You may do your business just like Arjuna. Arjuna was doing his business. He was a fighter, Kshatri. But he did not forget his culture hearing Gita from the Master. That is culture. If you simply do business and do not cultivate your spiritual life, then it is useless, waste of time. Sramaye vahi kevalam, the Shastra says, Sanasthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosanam atapungvi dijasrashta vannasama vibhagasa. So our Krishna consciousness movement is being spread out that do not forget your cultural life. We do not say that you stop your business and become a sannyasi like me and give up everything. We do not say. Neither Krishna said that. Krishna never said, Arjuna, that you give up your business. You are kshatriya. You are declining fighting. Oh, it is very abominable. You should not say like that. You must fight. That was Krishna's instruction. So similarly, we, Krishna conscious people, we are also advising everyone that you do not give up your business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said also, sthane sthita sutigatang tanumang manohi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said that you give up your position. Position giving up is not very difficult. But to cultivate spiritual knowledge, that is required. Tasyaiva hi ta prajati ta kovida na labhati jadhamatam uparjati. Now the animal life, there is no cultivation of spiritual life. That is not possible. The animal cannot cultivate this knowledge. The human being, if they do not cultivate spiritual knowledge, they are exactly like animals. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. So, we should be very conscious about our eternal existence. Na hannate hannamani sarire nitta sasataya. We, spirit soul, we are eternal. You are not going to die after the annihilation of this body. This is the cultivation of knowledge. This is called Brahma Jignyasa, to know about oneself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first disciple, Sanatana Goswami, he was a finance minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah, and he retired and approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he humbly inquired that these people call me Pandit because he was Brahmin by caste. Naturally, we call a Brahmin Pandit. So, Sanatana Goswami placed this, my dear Lord, these people call me Pandit, but I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. So that is the position of everyone. We may be businessmen, we may be in other profession, but if we do not know what I am, where from I have come, why I am under the tribulation of these material laws of nature, and where I am going, what is my next life, if we do not know this, then whatever we are doing, sravayeva hi kevalam, visakshena kathasu, nutpadayet ratingi jadi, visakshena kathasu jat, sravayeva hi kevalam. So our request to everyone, that you can be engaged in whatever business, in whatever position Krishna has posted you, do your duty nicely, but do not forget to cultivate Krishna knowledge. Krishna knowledge means God consciousness. God consciousness means we must know that we are part and parcel. Mamivamsa jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are eternal, part and parcel of Krishna, of God. But we are struggling here. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsha. Why this struggle for existence? We have got eternal life. This temporary life, suppose in this temporary life I become Birla or some big businessman for say 20 years or 50 years, at most 100 years. The next life, there is no guarantee that I am going to be Birla or this man, Tata. No, there is no such guarantee. That we do not take care. We are taking care of this small span of life, but we are not taking care of our life eternal. That is a mistake. Suppose in this life I am a very great businessman, and next life by my karma, if I become something else, there are 8,400,000 species of life, forms of life. Jalajanavalakhani, Savaralakhavinshati, 9 lakhs of forms of life in the water. Then there are insects, Savaralakham, there are trees, plants. 2 million forms of trees and plants. Kirimaya Rudra Sankaka, 11 lakh species of insects, reptiles, then birds, Bakshinam Dasalakhagam. In this way, we fulfill 8 millions of different forms of life, then we come to the form of human life. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that, Kumaro acharit prajna dharmana bhagavatanya durlabham manusanga janma. This manusanga janma is very, very rare. We should not be satisfied only becoming a very big businessman. We must know what is next life, what I am going to be. So there are different kinds of men. Some of them are called the karmis, and some of them are called the gyanis, and some of them are called the yogis, and some of them are called the bhaktas. The karmi, they are after material happiness. In this life also, they want the highest, the best comfort of material life, and after death also, they want to be elevated to the heavenly planets. Similarly, gyanis, they also want, they being fed up of this material way of life, they want to merge into the existence of Brahma. That is jnani. The yogis, they also want mystic power. And the bhaktas, they want simply service of the Lord. So unless one understands what is Lord, how he can render service to the Lord? This culture is the highest culture. The Karmi's culture, the Jnani's culture, the Yogi's culture, and the Bhakta's culture. There are different cultures. So, all of them are called Yogis, if they are doing sincerely their duty. Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Dhyana Yogi, Bhakta Yogi. But, Krishna says, Yogi Namati Sarvisa Madhavata Antaratmana Sadhyavan Bhajati Juma Sami Juktatam. He's first life yogi. Who is that man? Yoginamabhi Sarvesha Madhgatantaratmana. Who is always thinking of me? That means Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, who is always thinking of me? Yoginamabhi Sarvesha. There are different yogis, Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Dhyana Yogi. But the best yogi is he. He is always thinking of Krishna within himself. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati juma sadhyavan. With faith and love, one who is rendering service to the Lord. He is first class yogi. Greater India. Mahabharata means greater history of greater India. So everything is there. But we do not take advantage of this great book of knowledge. So he requests that everyone should cultivate, should try to know what he is, what is Krishna, what is their relationship with Krishna, and what is their real life, what is the goal of life. Unless we cultivate all this knowledge, then it is simply we are wasting our time, this valuable life of human form, it is very, very valuable. Durlabham amarusangaja. Tadavi adhruvam arthadam. Although everybody will die, that's a fact. But one who dies after knowing all these things, he is benefited. His life is successful. That's like Krishna says. Tatta deham punar janma naiti mameti. This is one. Everyone, the cat will die, dogs will die, everyone will die. That's a fact. But one who dies knowing Krishna, oh, that is successful there. Because Krishna says, janma karma midi bhavju janati saptam takta deham punar janma naiti mameti kohan. This is us. So, our only request is, wherever we go, all over the world, we request only that you try to understand Krishna. Then your life is successful. It doesn't matter what you do. We have to do something. Krishna says, sarira jatravite na prasiddheta karvada. If you stop working, your living condition will be hampered. That is not the question. Everyone has to do his duty. Arjuna also did his duty. You are kshatriya. His business was to acquire kingdom because the kshatriyas, they cannot beg. They must have some land. Their business is to levy tax. That is enjoined in the Shastra. Brahmana, they should lead by patan, patan, jajan, jaja. Kshatriya should lead by giving protection to the people. Vaishya should lead by trade, agriculture, protection of cows. And the Sudra should live under the protection of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, three higher castes. This is the injunction. So one has to do something for his livelihood, but at the same time, he has to cultivate knowledge for his perfection of life. So this is perfection of life. Simple thing. Simple thing we are prescribing all over the world. You try to understand Krishna. And it is not very difficult. You read Bhagavad Gita as it is, you understand Krishna. Krishna is explaining everything. If the neophytes, one who cannot understand Krishna, Krishna is prescribing like this, rasoham mapsukondeyo, prabhasmi sasishurja. My dear Kuntya, I am the taste of the water. There is no need of saying that I cannot see God, I have not seen God. Here is God. The taste of water is God. Everyone is drinking water. And who is not tasting it? He is seeing God. Why do you say that I do not see God? You see as it is directed by God, then gradually you will see Him. If you see Him simply, remember this instruction, this one instruction of Bhagavad Gita, rasoham apsukanteya prabhasmi sasishurja. And the taste of water, and the shining illumination of sun and moon. Who has not seen the sunlight? Who has not seen the moonlight? Who has not tasted the water? Then why do you say, I am not seeing God? If you simply practice this bhakti yoga, as soon as you drink water and taste and be satisfied, oh, here is Krishna. So immediately you remember Krishna. As soon as you see sunshine, you remember, oh, here is Krishna. As soon as you see moonshine, you remember. As soon as you see something wonderful, Purusam Nisu, Sabdakhe, as soon as you hear in the sky some sound, if you remember, here is Krishna, that means you are remembering Krishna in every step of your life. And if you are remembering Krishna in every step of life, then you become the topmost yogi. Which Krishna says, yogi namapi sarvesam madgata antaratma sadhyavan bhajate madgata antaratma. If you feel Krishna in every step of life, it is not very difficult. And above that, if you practice the chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, there is no tax, there is no loss of your business. You are all businessmen. But if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, if you remember Krishna while drinking water, what is your loss? Why don't you try it? This is cultivation of knowledge. If you cultivate this knowledge, at the same time go on doing your business, your life will be successful. Thank you very much.
Can come over the ego.
It cannot come over. Now you are in false ego, you have to come to the real ego. Now you are thinking, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am businessman. These are all false ego. When you come to your real ego, then I am part and parcel of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. That is your real ego. You cannot give up. But this is your false ego. You have to give up your false ego, come to the real ego. That's it. Purify your ego. That is required. Vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam. Upadhi, at the present moment, I am thinking like that. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, I am black, I am white. These are the egoism of this body. But I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. So when you come to that, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, when you come to your real ego, then you become happy. And because you are in false ego, you are unhappy. So ego cannot be changed because you are eternal. How you can be, ego can be changed? That's why people say, give up desires. How can I give up desires? I am a living entity. That is not possible. But I have to purify my desires. That is one. Just like if you have got some disease, so if you, some the physician, they say, pluck out your eyes. That is not good treatment. But you treat the eyes nicely and the sight may be gone. That is what. So this bhakti marga means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. That is bhakti marga. So you have to give up your false ego. Sarva upadhi. This is upadhi. I am this, I am that. This upadhi has created trouble in the world. So we have to come to the real ego. Jiver sarupai nitya krishna das. That is mukti. Mukti hitya annatha rupam sarupina avastiti. Now hitya annatha rupam, my ego is going on in a different way. Unnecessarily I am spoiling my life with this designation. But we have to come to the point of our real identity. So nothing can be given up. As living entity, I must be egoistic, law of identity. How can I say that I am not? I am existing. But now I am existing with designation. If I give up my designation, if I become purified, that is my real ego. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatina nirmalam. One has to become nirmal. And when you become nirmal, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. That is bhakti. Your senses are there. Now with my senses I am thinking that I am the head of this family man, I am head of this community, or I have to serve, I have to engage my hand in this way, my eyes in this way, my nose in this way. Senses are engaged in a upadhi designated. But when this designation is taken away, when you become nirmal, the senses remain. The dress of the sense is taken away. At that time, your senses are engaged in the service of the law, and that is called bhakti.
Are there any other questions?
Service to the humanity. Now you are thinking service to the humanity means a section of humanity. Why should you stick your service to the humanity? When one is serving his own countryman, India, he does not care for the Englishman. So don't speak of humanity. Nobody can serve the whole humanity in the present way. But if you spread Krishna consciousness, that is the best service to the humanity. Just like we are doing. We are no discrimination. That these are Indians, these are Americans, they are Hindus, they are Muslims, they are Christians. No. Or they are cats or dogs. That oneness you can see only when you are Brahma realized. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. Why humanity? Why not the cats and dogs and cows? You are very much anxious to give service to the humanity, but you are sending animals to the slaughterhouse. Why? The lack of knowledge. You do not know. But every living entity is part and parcel of God. You cannot select this part and... Therefore this Shastra says, Yathātaran mūlani sechanena tippanti taskanda bhujopasākha. Just like by watering the root, you can water automatically the branches, the trunks, the twigs, the flowers, the fruits, the leaves, everything is water. Sarvāhanam machyutita. Or like for supplying foodstuff to the stomach, you serve all the senses of the body perfectly. Similarly, when you begin to serve Krishna, then not only to the human society, to the animal society, to the tree society, every society will be served. That is perfect service. And if you simply limit your service, that is maybe good, but that is not good according to Shastra. Just like if you simply water the leaves will not leak, they will dry. But if you supply water to the root, everything will be protected. So, actual service will begin when you are Krishna conscious. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Surutati Natha. Samas service. That is samas service. And so long you limit, that is limited service, that is not perfect service. It is said in the Shastra, Jashasti Bhakti Bhagavata Kinchana Sarvai Gunai Tatra Samasati Sura. If you have unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all the good qualities of demigod will develop unto you. It is not story, it is fact. Just like these European and American students, they, in their previous life, before becoming Krishna consciousness, according to our standard, they are all immoral. However, in India, illicit sex life, still it is admitted, if it is not followed, to have sex relation with other's wife, other's woman, except one's wife, that is called immoral or sinful. So in the Western countries, these things are not immoral, sinful, it is very daily affair. But now, because they have come to Krishna consciousness, they have given up all these things. No illicit sex life. Unless one is married, he must remain brahmachari or vanaprastha or sannyasi. Only grihastha, duly married wife, he can have sex. This is morality. And you should not kill the animals unnecessarily. That is immoral. You are already intoxicated by the influence of Maya. You should not be more intoxicated. This is immoral. You should not be involved in gambling. These are immoral. So as soon as you become Krishna consciousness, then all these immoralities vanish. Just shasti bhakti, bhagavati akinchana, sarvai gunai tatta samasati, harava bhaktasya kuto mahad guna. One who is not Krishna consciousness, he cannot have any good quality or any morality. That is the decision of the sadhana. So if you want to revive the morality of the society, you must take up this Krishna consciousness. Then everything will come.
Why did we not have the universal brotherhood, universal love?
Because you don't want it. Because you don't want it. You do not want. That is explained in the previous verse. The Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja, aham upasarva papibha mokkhusami. These miserable conditions are there because we are all sinful. So Krishna gives protection that you surrender unto me and I give you protection from the reaction of all sinful life. But who wants Krishna? You do not want. Krishna says canvassing, but who is accepting? Then how you can get liberty or liberation from the sinful activities? Aham tva sarva papebhyo. People suffer on account of sinful activities. There are two things, papa and punna. So if you follow the path of papa, then you must suffer. Just like a state law, if you become criminal, you must suffer. You must go to the prison house. You cannot argue that why government has created the prison house. Why? Can you argue like that? Yes, there is necessity. The government knows that there will be some rascals who will commit criminal activities. Therefore, there must be prison house. So this material world is prison house. Every one of us, we are member of the prison house. First class, second class, third class. Just like the prison house, there are different classes. Dukkhalayam asasatam. You cannot expect treatment in the prison house just like son-in-law. No, that is not possible. You must suffer. Otherwise, what is the meaning of prison house? Similarly, Krishna says, although Krishna has created this world, he says, this is dukkhalayam asasatam. This is the place of misery. And asasatam, you cannot make any arrangement. All I said, let it be dukkhalam, let me remain here. No, that also you cannot remain. You'll be kicked out. This is the place like that. But Krishna gives you the idea how you can be happy, how you can get out of this. He says, Ma mupita kontiya dukkhalayam asasatam napnivanti janma tanvam me dibvam jujanati tattata tatta diham punarjanma naiti mami. Krishna is canvassing it. So you try to understand me. Come back. But you do not want it. So how Krishna can save you? You have got the independence. Krishna said to Arjuna, now I explain to you everything. Yathechasi tatha kuru. Now whatever you like, you do. So we have got this little independence because we are part and parcel of God. God has got supreme independence. And we being part and parcel. Just like you are all big businessmen. You have got supreme independence in his business. Similarly, your sons, they have got also some independence, although subjected. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, sons of God, we have got little independence. If we misuse that independence, then we become subjected to all this tribulation. But if we do not misuse, as Krishna says, māme vaja prabhadante māyāme tāṁ tarante. It is up to you. If you want to remain in this world of dukkhālayam asāsatam, you can do so. But if you want to get out of it, you can do so. That is up to you. It is not Krishna's fault. Krishna has given you liberty, little independence. Whatever, jate chasi tathāku. He's given you chance. You want to do this, all right, do it. You want to do this. He's giving you chance. There is a verse. Sarvasya chāhaṁ hridi sannivishta matta smriti jñānam apohanam. He is situated in everyone's heart. He is understanding what you want. And he is giving you all chance, all right, have it, enjoy it. But his instruction is that this will not make you happy. Sarva dharmān parityajya māme tam. You do not do it. You must suffer. That is not Krishna's fault. That is your fault. So you have no right to do
that. Instead of Hare Ram, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim or something like that. Will you have any objection to that?
No objection. No objection.
Efficacy will be the same.
Yes. If Bismillah means Hare Krishna, it is a question of language. So, is Bismillah meaning the same thing, Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna means we are addressing the Supreme Lord and His energy. Hara means the energy of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna means the Supreme Lord. So, we are addressing, my dear Lord, my dear, the energy of Lord, because Lord and His energy, they are always existing. That's like sun and the sun sign, they are always existing. Sun sign is the energy, and sun is the energetic. Similarly, the Lord is there, and His energy is also there. So we are praying both to the energy and to the Lord. Please engage me in your service. I am serving Maya. I am not happy. My constitutional position is to serve. Just like you are all sitting here, every one of you are servant. If you consider that you are master, there is a mistake. There is Maya. Every one of you are servant. So I am serving. But now I am serving Maya, I am not happy. Let me serve you. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. So if Bismillah means that, there is no objection. It is the question of language. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nijasatva Shakti Tatra Pita Niyamita Smarane Natala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the person whose name we chant, holy name, in each holy name there is the same potency as in the person. So, if Bismillah, Allah, something like that is not objective. If it is actually meaning the Supreme, if it is meaning something else, that is another thing. It is question just like water or jog, it is the same thing. It is simply different name. If I ask water, you will give me the water actually, and if I say jaw, you will give me this name. See, if the meaning is all right, then there is no objection. The meaning is different, then there is objection. We are not fighting with the language. We are not concerned with the language.
Why God created sinful activities?
You have created. God has not. You have created. You have created. You want to kill animals? God does not say that you kill animals. So you have created sin.
I am a part and parcel of the Almighty God.
Yes.
So animals are butchered. Why the butcher does not get pain?
Butcher does not get pain? Do you know that? There is a Sanskrit verse that badha ma jiva ma mara. My dear butcher, you don't live, don't die. Do you think this butcher, the butchery work is very palatable work? Can you see it before you, a man is ill, an animal is ill? So, he has become accustomed. It pains him. But that work is so abominable. that he should not live for executing that law. But what is the benefit of dying? Because after death, he will be butchered. Therefore the Shastra says, Ma jiva ma mara. Don't live, don't die.
He says, then the inspiration comes from the God for all works.
God, the inspiration comes for every work. That's a fact. But we deny, just like, you take this simple example, just like a thief from within, he's forbidden. Don't commit it. But he does it. He does it. You have got all experience about this. God says, from within, don't do it. But we do it. That is the defect of without being Krishna conscious. Just like a thief, he knows that for his criminal activities he will be punished. He has seen it, that a thief is arrested and is taken to the prison house, and he has heard from the Shastra and from law books that committing theft is not good. Why does he commit it? He knows and he has seen it. Why does he do it? Can you answer? He knows that this is not good, and he has heard it from Shastra and from learned lawyers. But why does he do it? This is the influence of nature. As he associated with the nature, ignorance, dark ignorance, he cannot check it. Therefore, the best service to humanity is to give him knowledge, because everyone is in ignorance. Parabhavastavadavodajata. Javanna jijyasatvapatattam. Everyone is being defeated out of ignorance. Therefore, one should come to the platform of inquiring about the self. That is the best service. Athat brahma jijyasa. He revived, invoke people to inquire about Brahma. Then that will solve all the questions. Thank you very much.